104 at WBFO. Good afternoon. I'm Omar Fitou. WBFO's Avery Schneider has been at the scene of a massive industrial fire all morning in the city of Lackawanna. Let's go to him now for the latest update.
Omar, the building is owned by Great Lakes Industrial Development and houses a cold storage warehouse for boats and cars, paper and plastic recycling, and metal fabrication as well. Deputy Commissioner of Emergency Services for Erie County, Greg Butcher, says the materials inside are affecting how first responders are taking on this blaze.
So the fire is continuing to extend. We have pulled all... It's creating a very dynamic fire load. It's changing how the fire burns based on the different materials that are utilized and or stored in the case of the boats and cars that are in one of the areas. So the fire is continuing to extend. We have pulled all fire personnel out of the fire. It is in a defensive fire mode now, and we are trying to gain a lead on the fire.
Now, the burning materials inside are presenting an air quality hazard, so multiple agencies from the local level up to the federal level are taking part in air testing for the site of the fire and also downwind areas through the town of Hamburg. The plume of smoke has sunk down into the town of Hamburg, but a wind shift around 3 p.m. this afternoon could move the impact of that plume into the Orchard Park area. Butcher did note that the site of this blaze dwarfs the recent fire at a tire recycling plant in Lockport. He also noted that one Buffalo firefighter from Engine 25 was taken to ECMC with an ankle injury said to be just minor. More updates are expected from Butcher and Buffalo Fire Commissioner Garnell Whitfield within the next hour. Reporting live from the Lackawanna Fire, Avery Schneider, WBFO News.
And we'll have much more on that developing situation throughout the day. Stay with us here on WBFO.